you've ever struggled with having faith, wrestled with your past mistakes, or longed for a deeper relationship with Jesus, you're not alone. Bloom with Deb is a podcast for people seeking to grow spiritually and discover how God's grace gives us strength to face life's challenges. If you're ready to deepen your faith, join us as we biblically live out our mission. Welcome to the very first episode of Bloom with Deb. I'm Deborah Burns, and I'm so excited to be on this journey with you. This podcast is for men and women who desire to reconnect with their faith in Jesus Christ, overcome past mistakes, and step into a new beginning filled with grace and forgiveness. Together, we will dive deep into Scripture, discovering how to biblically live out our mission. Maybe you've been asking yourself, why am I here? What is my purpose? Am I meant for something more? If those questions have been stirring in your heart, you are in the right place. These were the questions I asked myself sitting on the beach a long time ago, back in about 1992. And I really believe that for such a time as this, that we are again wrestling with these kinds of questions, no matter what stage of life that you're in, whether you're a college student, newly married, or new mom, you know, maybe you have questions. So in the Bible, there was a young woman who also wrestled with her purpose. Her name was Esther. She was an ordinary girl placed in an extraordinary circumstance. After months of preparation, she was chosen as queen, yet she doubted her worth and the impact that she could make in the world. Her foster father, Mordecai, challenged her with these words from Esther 4:14 from the New Living Translation Bible. He said, "Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for such a time as this?" Esther's obedience and courage saved an entire nation. Maybe your calling isn't as dramatic, but make no mistake, God has a purpose for your life, and you were created for such a time as this. During the global pandemic of 2020, God placed this message on my heart, a message that had been forming for over 20 years, I think. Through small groups and Bible studies, I watched as people's lives were transformed by God's word in Song of Songs. Now I want to share this with you. In 1993, as a senior at the University of Central Florida, I was searching for direction. I felt as lost as a missing sock in a dryer, trying to figure out my career path. That's when I met two women, Karen and Gretchen, who shared the gospel with me. They told me that God had a purpose for my life, that He created me for something more. On January 12, 1993, in actually a Subway sub shop across from campus, I surrendered my life to Christ. Not at church, not at an altar, not on a mission trip, but literally in a Subway sub shop. That decision changed everything. Throughout my journey, I've learned that God invites us into an intimate relationship with Him. We are not just His servants or His sheep. We are His beloved. Jesus calls us His friends in John 15:15. And through His death and resurrection, we have become His family, children of God, John 20:17. But beyond that, we are invited to become His bride. Let me share a portion of my journal from the summer of 1999, written as if Jesus were speaking directly to my heart. I believe these words are meant for you today. So picture Jesus saying this to you. "It is my desire to meet with you every single day, every moment, to walk with you. I desire to spend all of eternity with you. If it's your desire to be with me and my desire to be with you, then surely we can meet every single day. But here's the secret of maintaining this intimate fellowship. You must keep short accounts. I know you will stumble and be less than perfect, but as soon as you are aware of it and come to me and humbly confess, I will wipe the slate clean and start over where we left off. Being brutally honest with yourself and with me is the key. As soon as you start justifying your sin or rationalizing it, Our fellowship is hindered. Keep picking yourself up several times a day if necessary, and you will experience my love and grace in a powerful, fresh, new way every single time. This is the heart of what I want to share with you too. God is calling you to a deeper intimacy with him. He is not wanting for you to be perfect. He simply wants you to come. So, have you been restless? Have you been searching for something more? Have you been asking God for wisdom about your future? Then it's time to bloom. Jesus said in John 14, 12, I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to the Father. Friend, God has a plan for your life. He is preparing you for greater things than you can ever imagine. You're not here by accident. You are here for such a time as this. In the coming episodes, we will explore what it means to be the bride of Christ through the lens of the Book of Songs. We will uncover the beauty of God's love for us and learn how to step into the fullness of our identity in Him. Let me close in prayer. Lord, thank you for each person listening today. Thank you for calling us to more, for placing a divine purpose inside each of us. Help us to trust you, to walk closely with you, and to embrace the journey of becoming who you created us to be. We love you and we surrender this time to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, that's it for episode one. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss what's coming next. Let's walk this journey together, growing in faith, grace, and purpose. Until next time, keep blooming. Thanks for joining the Bloom with Deb podcast. If you want to dive deeper into the meaning behind Song of Songs, check out my Bloom book series available on Amazon. The first book is Learning to Bloom, and the second is Time to Bloom. Great to read on your own, but even better when you gather your friends and use the discussion questions provided for each chapter. If you have questions you want answered on the podcast, email me at bloomwithdeb@gmail.com. See you next time.